Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP studio visit. The captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But we've really got to not declare victory prematurely. So we're in the late innings.
So you think the seventh, the eighth inning, or late innings? What inning are you talking about?
How about the bottom of the sixth?
I never realized how boring this game is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Stop and get a vaccine. And if you get a vaccine, you get a free ticket to a Yankees or a Mets game.
Our new shot and a beer program. Any New Jerseyan who gets their first vaccine dose in the month of May will receive a free beer.
Activists staged a Joints for Jabs campaign, giving anyone who'd been inoculated free weed.
Please come with me to Rainbow Land, where unicorns are made of fudge and cotton candy. And everything is free.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
First prize is two tickets to a four-hour Major League Baseball game. Second prize is eight tickets to a four-hour Major League Baseball game. Wow. What could possibly go wrong with that plan? We've got more on that. It's crazier than it even sounded in the intro. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you wish to join us today, 844-500-4242. We've got some Joe Biden sound cuts coming up. We're going to just try to. I want to start with something else first while we pick out a few more. But he was in his yelling old man stage today, just really going at it. And he was pointing fingers and whispering and screwing everything up. We'll just give you one tease before we go to something else, and then we'll have more as we go through the day. Play cut four, Taylor.
In 2020, more than 2.3 million restaurants jobs disappeared. 2.3 million restaurant jobs disappeared.
And now, because we're paying them so much money, 2 million of those 2.3 million won't come back. Or is it 2,300 of them won't come back? It's one or the other. One or the other. All right. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Remember the old days? They used to do you'd be in the supermarket and you'd hear something come over the loudspeaker and they would say, price check in aisle three. Price check at aisle three. They don't do that so much anymore, you know, because they have the barcoders. But, you know, I think right now I want to call for fact check in aisle three. Fact check in aisle three. Does anyone remember the super spreader event last year in Sturgis, South Dakota? They had the big motorcycle rally. Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of people. I think there were 460,000 people showed up for it. And a month or so after it, they said it was going to be a super spreader and all the usual bloviators were going crazy on the alt-left networks and blaming it on Donald Trump and deplorables. And it was, you know, people were dropping dead across the country. Every time zone, people were dropping dead from going to the Sturgis rally. San Diego State University Center for Health and Economics Policy Study published a paper immediately after and said that the Sturgis rally, the motorcycle rally, which ended last August 16th, should be linked to 267,000 cases. With a public health cost of $12.2 billion. That was August. Now it's May. The CDC has come up with
it. Don't you mean the CCD?
Excuse me, the CCD. We call it the Baltimore Catechism. The Baltimore Catechism has come up with its numbers now. And remember, San Diego State says 267,000 people infected, and at a cost of $12.2 billion. The CDC now says that, well, would you care to guess how many the CDC says? When considering San Diego State says 267,000.
Well, you told me the number earlier.
400. 400. One death. One death. I'm telling you, whenever 460,000 people on motorcycles get together, if there's only one death, that's a very good rate of return. That's a very low mortality rate. And incidentally, Kristi Noem is even disputing those numbers, the 400. But can you imagine that? I mean, how much BS can these people get away with? 267,000, and of course that was just in time for the campaign, and then they could say Donald Trump said there was no problem with the super spreader, and his ally Governor Kristi Noem and didn't care either. And now it turns out that there was nothing to it. 844-500-4242. Incidentally, the one death. It was a 60-year-old Minnesota man with underlying symptoms. In other words, he probably had obesity, diabetes, maybe emphysema.
How dare you stereotype these motorcycle riders as overweight smokers?
It says underlying symptoms, though. So what could the
How dare you?
What could the underlying symptoms be? And there's another chart out today, a mortality chart for the U.S. You know, they do a how many deaths there are every week. They do it, and I forget which agency does it. But the death rate for the United States, the mortality rate, is now falling off a cliff. And the speculation is the reason it's falling off a cliff is because most of the people who would normally be dying in May or April of 2021 died a few months earlier. But they were probably going to die anyway. You know, I mean, I'm sorry that anyone died of COVID, and none of us will get out of this world alive, but you know, this is not what it has been made out to be. It was just a good weapon in the arsenal of the deep state to get rid of a president they despised and to impose restrictions on everyone else, but it's not all it was made out to be. Do you remember a professor named Neil Ferguson in the UK? This is the guy who said that there were going to be 2.5 million deaths in the United States. 2.5 million deaths. He's predicted like hundreds of thousands of deaths from bird flu and SARS and all this stuff. And sometimes it's hundreds of people who die, sometimes a few thousand, but he always predicts at least hundreds of thousands. He predicted 2.5 million dead in the US. And so as soon as he made this dire prediction, this doomsday forecast, and said everybody, unless ever there was a total lockdown in the UK and the US, everybody would die. They locked it down, everything. And then his girlfriend, he's a married guy, his married girlfriend was caught coming over to his house for a little afternoon delight. So that's how seriously he took his own apocalyptic predictions. So now, though, after a year in kind of, I don't know, academic or epidemiological purgatory or limbo, He's back. And asked on BBC Radio 4's Today program about the latest data showing Britain is enjoying an 8-month low in coronavirus deaths, Professor Neil Ferguson said yesterday, "The data is very encouraging and very much in line with what we expected, Governor." Wait a second. You were predicting millions of dead. And now the data is going in exactly the opposite direction, and you're saying it's exactly what you expected. No, that's not what you predicted. God, how do they get away with it? Do they get it? I mean, all you got to do is you know, punch this guy Neil Ferguson's name into Google and you see what he was predicting a year ago. And now he's saying, we knew this was going to happen. Hey, everybody knew this.
When you said Neil Ferguson in the last segment in my show, I was like, I know that name. I just don't know how I know it. He was the doctor who was cheating.
Right. Right. After he told everybody they couldn't see, they couldn't see their own kids. You know,
everybody think he'd be so embarrassed he would never make another prediction again for as long as he lived, but he's back.
He's back and he's lying. He's back and he's lying about what he predicted a year ago, and nobody calls him out on it.
Howie, this also just happened with Dr. Fauci, where he was on a media hit and he said, oh, well, you know, you can take your masks off outside because, like we've been saying, the transmission's very low. And somebody wrote beneath it and said, you haven't been saying that.
Oh, man. 844-500-4242. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for offers because demand is so high. I'm getting emails about it myself. How do you, as the seller, know if you generated all of the money for your property and sold under the best possible terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your cherished luxury car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value at auction. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted 11, 28, and even 30 qualified, cash-ready buyers battling for the property. At the end of an auction, you know that no money was left on the table in any of those cases. When you sell your real estate, traditionally, you pay the commission, but in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get you $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
But I can affect the standard of living.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
All right, we got another restaurant deal today in one of our biggest listener towns or cities. That's Peabody. And you can enjoy the best dining and catering north of Boston at Century House of Peabody, conveniently located on Route 114 in Peabody near Routes 128, 95, and 1. It's just minutes from Salem, Danvers, Beverly, and Middleton, as you well know. You can dine in their restaurant at Century House, visit their Epicurean shop to have your favorite dishes for takeout, or you can visit the Linden Tavern where you can play keno, order food, or have your favorite cocktail at the bar. While supplies last, right now you can purchase a $100 gift card to Century House of Peabody for just $50. This is a hell of a deal. And joining us now is John. He's the owner of Century House of Peabody. John, thank you so much for coming in, and what'd you bring us today for eats, the staff and the VIPs?
We brought some of our favorite dishes, baked haddock, baked shrimp, the steak tips, and I made sure I had your and Joe's tapioca pudding.
All right. Okay. All right. We're sending him some down. Then I'm pointing my finger at you. Send it down to Joe. Joe. Yes. So that's great. Tapioca pudding. I love I do love tapioca pudding. It's great stuff, especially from the Century House. Now your steak tips are famous throughout the area, and I've asked you before, how do you get your steak tips so tender?
Yeah. Well, we buy good quality. We have a whole process where we marinate them, and we have a tumbler.
Excuse me. They're 50 for $25. I'm sorry. These are $50 gift cards for $25. I apologize.
I was going to say that, but
excuse me. Excuse me. My mistake. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And the whole process is there's a vacuum that pulls all the air out and gets the marinade into the tips and really tenderizes them and gives them that good flavor.
Wow. I don't know if I asked you this before, but do they have those for a household and household machines, or do you just have to buy the industrial strength?
I haven't seen one that you'll have to buy an industrial one.
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever gotten steak tips as tender as they are. I just
had one before we came on the air, and I barely had to chew mine.
Yeah, no, it's really great. It's a good thing. Now, how are you guys doing for help? Are you still open on the same hours, or are you struggling like all the other restaurants to get help?
Help is tough. We have shorter hours, which helps. People seem to not be staying out late, and we were able to stay open because of the store and keep a lot of people.
And the takeouts, yeah.
But boy, when we just need to replace one person, it's impossible. It's really hard. Everyone ends up working more, and it's hard.
It's crazy watching Biden talk about bragging about it, sending out all these checks, and he's just making it tough on everybody in the country who wants to go out to eat or who wants to hire somebody, because they're just discouraging people from going back to work. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, they said 62% of the people on unemployment are making more money than when they were working.
Right.
And
there's
so
6 million. There's 6 million people. I read today too. 6 million people are just out in jet. They could get jobs, but they're just not going back to work because they're doing okay as it is. But it's great that that you guys are open. How long have you been around?
We've been 64 years in April.
Yeah, 64 years.
Last April. Yeah. Yeah. 1957.
So that's a long run for a restaurant.
Yes, it is.
But you're still doing just as you're still as popular as ever. And again, these things are going to go really fast. The Century House of Peabody, they're not going to last long. They're a great Mother's Day gift or a great Father's Day gift. Yeah, yeah. These guys, the VIPs just ordered. They just got two of them because they're from the area.
Good for you.
Yeah, they're going to go very, very fast here, and you guys are going to get some nice meal, and all I ask the VIPs, just leave me a little tapioca pudding, for dessert. That's all we ask. And thanks for bringing in all this stuff again, and it's great. And are you looking for anybody today for help in case anyone needs a job up in Peabody, Middleton area?
Oh yeah, all types of jobs, front of the house, back of the house.
Just come on by. Come on by.
Hostesses, waitresses.
Yeah. Yeah. To Century House of Peabody. It's a great place to it's a great place to get a fine meal. It's a great place to get takeout. It's a great place to have a drink and play Keno. And it's also a really good place to get a job. And any kind. Yeah. What are you guys open? What are the hours?
We open at 8 in the morning. We have breakfast. And Sunday and Monday we close at 8, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 9, and then Friday and Saturday we close at 10.
Is it harder to get people to work breakfast than it is lunch or dinner?
No, it's a different kind of. Some people just like getting up early and getting out early.
Yeah,
yeah. So it used to be, but the people that we've had come back worked it before, so that hasn't been a too much of a problem.
All right, John, we really appreciate you coming in, and it's a great place, Century House of Peabody. And if you want to get the $50 gift cards for just $25, now's your chance. They're going to go very fast. Go to howiecarshow.com, howiecarshow.com, and click on store. And now I'm gonna finish my late lunch, John. Thank you very much for coming in. All right, 978 says, I just purchased mine. Great food. Remember, 10% of all tapioca goes to the big guy. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
sold out on the Century House. It's a great place, and you should go there, but we are sold out. 978 says, H, moved to Maine 10 years ago after a lifetime on the North Shore. One of the few things I truly miss is the Century House, unquestionably one of the best restaurants in Massachusetts. But it's all sold out, so better luck next time. They'll be back on, and please go visit them. It's a great place. And if you're trying to go to the Howie Carr store, there's a remaining Cheap Bastard deal. It's a Grace's Goodie. It's Cape Lily Salty Soaps from Cape Cod, $50 for $25, right?
Yes, you only have to pay $25 and you get $50 of a value on your gift card. These soaps are absolutely awesome. I love it. I highly recommend the cedar soap.
I tried mine this morning, the cedarwood. Oh, it's my favorite scent. It's a very good scent.
And you feel really clean after you use it, which I really love. It doesn't leave you sticky at all like some soaps do. So yeah definitely check that out.
There's no weird film on you afterwards. I hate that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know what else, Taylor? It's a hard soap, so it's not going to get all gunky in the shower.
Like a good hard soap.
There you go.
All right, so there you go. That's still available. Cape Lily, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. $50 gift certificate for $25. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Super Beats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And there's a crazy story today out of New York City, out of New York State, I guess. They're going to have different rules for fans coming into the baseball games at the Mets and the Yankees games. Starting on May 19th, people who are vaccinated can sit in sections at full capacity in either stadium. It used to be Shea. I forget what they call it now, or Yankee Stadium.
MetLife.
Okay, but must still wear a mask. They can sit
for full vaccinated people?
Yeah, but still must wear a mask. Special sections will be set aside for those who have yet to get a shot. Those areas will be capped at 33% capacity and see fans seated apart from other groups.
They're going to have us surrounded?
Wait a second. It sounds to me like you'd be better off saying you don't have a mask. You'd have a lot more leg room, wouldn't you? You'd have a lot more room to put all your stuff. If there's only one out of every three seats is occupied.
You're also going to get hissed at by the people in the VIP sections.
Oh, that is just...
Credulous boomer ropes.
How are they going to enforce this, by the way? Are you going to have to order through a Zoom thing and then you're going to have to hold up your vaccination passport to show? Or are you going to have to, before you pick up your tickets, you're going to have to show your vaccination passport? How is it going to work?
It's getting so scary. And I thought yesterday hearing Biden, which we will get to the Biden cuts in a minute, but hearing him talk about how now they're going to start trying to vaccinate all of these teenagers and these young kids who really, Howie, I mean, I thought the goal was 15 days to flatten the curve. And now it's we need to vaccinate every single human being in the United States.
And all we need is a vaccine. And now we're going to need a booster shot. Plus, you still have to keep wearing the masks even after you've been vaccinated. All right, so what is the poll question? And it's about this new policy in New York State for the professional baseball games, Taylor.
Should there be special seating for vaccinated fans at ball games?
No. N-O.
My mind keeps going back to that tweet. If you're vaccinated, act like it.
Yeah.
84% say no.
Speaking of ball games, Dr. Fauci says we are in the bottom of the sixth. And I have to say, Howie, this just popped up today. Dr. Fauci vents to Jimmy Kimmel about frustrating COVID anti-vaxxers. He does more media hits, Howie, than anyone else I see.
He doesn't have time to do a lot of clinical research, does he? Unless he's doing it in the green room at all the studios in New York City and Washington.
There's bobbleheads, pillows. He is the most popular man in the United States of America.
Does he have any votive candles?
He said,
probably does.
He said, yes, Jimmy, it is very frustrating. There's a societal responsibility that we should all have to put an end to this outbreak.
It's very frustrating. They won't obey my rules.
That's my whole thing. It's like enough of this little angry man. I've had enough.
I know. You know, I'm a Bob Dylan fan, Grace, but this reminds me of a Bob Dylan lyric. Sometimes I think this whole world is one big prison yard. Some of us are prisoners. Some of us are guards. Dr. Fauci, which category do you see yourself in?
Exactly. Exactly. And I do want to play some of this Biden sound because I was just watching it, Howie, and I was laughing out loud at some of the tweets that are coming out about this. He just, he's fading fast. But I wanted to really start Grace's news today with some awesome news. Are you ready for this? CNN's Brian Stelter. Now, you know that today there was a lot of ratings news. There was news about the New Day on CNN not performing well, even after they moved Allison Camerota.
Ratings lower than whale excrement.
Exactly. There was also news about Anderson Cooper being the lowest guest host on Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's like CNN's bad ratings are contagious. When they go to a different network, they bring the ratings in and infect everything on the other network.
Yes, I would agree. But this one might just be the sweetest. CNN's Brian Stelter returns from vacation. Okay, so this is like a really highly anticipated, you know, when you
leave. How do you know Brian Stelter is on vacation, by the way? It's all he's doing is watching Fox and stuffing his fat face.
Howard, that's not nice. Now, what I was going to say is he returns from vacation. Now, Howie, when you go away for like a week and you come back, everyone's pretty jazzed up that Howie's back in studio.
Yeah.
CNN's Brian Stelter returned from vacation to host lowest rated reliable sources of the year. But it gets worse. CNN's struggling media program Reliable Sources with Brian Stelter hit another low on Sunday with its smallest audience of 2021 as the liberal program has now failed to crack the 1 million viewer plateau for 5 consecutive weeks.
I don't care if Humpty Dumpty is struggling.
But this is the Wally Pip of it all, okay?
Yeah.
To make matters worse for Stelter, his show performed better last week with the replacement, John Avlon. The Avlon hosted edition.
Isn't he related to Frankie?
The Avlon hosted edition of Reliable Sources averaged 907,000 for nearly a 100,000 viewer increase over Stelter's return.
You know, it's not enough that he's got that bald head and that fat face and the five chins. It's the cracking voice that goes along with it. He's a real matinee idol, ain't he?
Howie, all I'm trying to say is there's a reason that people don't like to go on vacation, because suddenly you turn around and John Avlon has your gig.
I know.
It's crazy.
917 says, talk about Jim Crow. Are these seats separate but equal? Yeah. I mean, do they have separate water fountains, too, like back in the days when the Democrats ran the Deep South?
No, it's a good question. I mean, I just don't know how any of this stuff is going to happen. And the craziest part is how much a lot of Democrats want it to happen. Like, they're all for these vaccine passports, but they don't want IDs when you go to vote.
And you know what else they announced today is that, barring any future outbreaks of mutants and variants
and strains,
they're going to allow Broadway to reopen on September 14th. So if it's going to be okay to have Broadway on plays, live entertainment on the Great White Way, which can you call it the Great White Way anymore?
I was just going to say, ooh, that sounds like a microaggression.
Why do we have to wait 3 months? I mean, the Broadway has been shut down for more than a year. That's a big part of the economy of New York City. And why do you have to wait until September 14th? A lot of people come down to New York and go to Broadway as part of their summer vacation.
And I just want to say, it's so sad what happened to Broadway. It's so sad for all those actors. A lot of people, like, you have a year or two in Broadway where you're really up and coming, and a lot of people have just totally missed that year, and it's really sad. They're struggling, and they just don't seem to care. Broadway and restaurants have really seemed to just get the bum's rush from these politicians. It's like they don't care that they're struggling. I don't know if they'll ever come back fully.
No, I don't either. I don't either. You know, anytime you break somebody, if you break 100,000 people of a habit, even if it's just for a few weeks, there's a certain number of people that are just going to get used to not going to doing what they were doing before. And when you wait, in this case, it's going to be 18 months.
Exactly. All right. So now, without further ado, I do want to play a little bit of Joe Biden. I want to start with the tried and true cut 11, please.
Now I come along, and the proposals that I'm suggesting are tried and true things like when you rebuild bridges, things get better. When you rebuild highways, when you don't have to, airports, ports, it all matters. It increases productivity.
I didn't even know that was going to be such a good one, but that was a good pick by me.
That was a good pick. Tried and true things, you know, rebuilding bridges like the Tappan Zee, which is the new Tappan Zee is falling down, like London Bridge in the old nursery song.
And you don't have to, you know, airports and ports.
Airports and ports. He's covering
actually,
all the bases.
He didn't say and, he said airports, ports.
Port wine.
There's
any port in a storm.
There's another part of this that he got really angry. We notice that as these speeches tend to go on, he gets angrier and angrier. And it's to make a point. I think it's for the dramatics of it, but it never goes well.
If only he had some tapioca pudding from Century House before he went out there, he might have been in a better mood.
Oh, and Howie, you know what? You'll like this part because he once again goes back to that old, you know, thing where he's Lunch Bucket Joe. This is cut 16.
But I can affect the standard of living of the people I grew up with. If they have a job, I can affect make sure the standard of living of people I grew up with. If they have child care and can afford it, so 20 million women can be back in the workforce. This is just not, makes no sense to me.
Joe,
number one, most of the people you grew up with are dead. The ones who aren't dead are 95 years old, okay? But even more important, the people you grew up with, when inflation gets up to 15, 20% like it was in the late 70s, the last time they tried this kind of printing of currency around the clock, it affects like the people you grew up with. It affects poor people more than it affects the rich people.
Right.
Even more importantly than that, he's only getting 20 million women back in the workforce. That's a fraction of the 650 million that are out of work, right?
That's true. Well, were there 650
million?
I thought maybe it was 720 million.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't even know why you guys are arguing this. We all died during net neutrality. So there's zero people on Earth right now. And lastly, I do want to play, you know, it's Grace's news. I got to get a whisper in here. Joe Biden's the grandfathery, whispery president. Cut 17.
So whether you agree with me or not, I think you understand what I'm saying. It's fair to say this is about making the average multimillionaire pay just a fair share. It's not going to affect their standard of living a little bit.
A little bit. Multimillionaire!
Again, Joe has such a grasp of economics. No, Joe, it's not going to affect the average multimillionaire, but it is going to affect the average guy who works for the average multimillionaire, because the average multimillionaire isn't going to be able to hire as many of the average guys you grew up with 120 years ago. God.
I know. It's really bad. And I'm not going to do this part, Howie, because I'll save it so you can do it later. But when he starts talking about how the Republican Party has a lot of issues, sometimes I think we all forget because he's so old and he's so feeble and you start to feel bad for him. Like your scorn turns to pity almost.
I don't. Not me.
When you hear cuts like this where he's framing it like the Republican Party's the problem and like, oh, I thought they'd have it together by now. He's such a jerk. I mean, I just don't want people to forget that. He's not a good guy.
He's also extremely ignorant and stupid. Being stupid and being ignorant are two different things, but he's both. He's not very bright, and he hasn't learned a damn thing in his.
He's only been around
93 years. In his 93 years on the planet.
I don't know. To be clear,
how many recessions has he lived through? How many recessions inspired by this kind of crazy government policy that he's promoting? As if it's going to help people. It's insane.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I know I am, but what are you? All right.
You're a one-horse pony.
Never yell crowd in a crowded theater. Thank
or
you,
wolf.
Grace.
Or wolf, Howie.
Or wolf. Right, exactly. I learned that from Lynn Cheney. All right. Thank you, Grace. I appreciate it.
Of course.
With everything that moms do, they deserve a lifetime's worth of thanks and appreciation. So don't wait until Sunday to surprise her with a Mother's Day gift, if you could even buy a Mother's Day gift by Sunday. Lock in your order right now and let her feel the love all week long with an early bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now at 1-800-Flowers, my listeners can get 24 multicolored roses for just $29.99. I've seen these roses from 1-800-Flowers, and they are great. They last a lot longer than almost any other flowers you get from anywhere else.
And you know what, Howie? My mom was telling me today, my younger brother called her from California and said, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? And you know what she said?
I don't want flowers.
No, she said, nothing, nothing. And he said, okay, I'm writing that down. And I thought, you fool! Of course you want something. You got to get her flowers.
It's always a trap. Okay, I'm going to show her. She's going to get nothing. Oh. But it's going to come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Joe Biden would be smart enough not to write that down.
Yes. He knows don't write it down.
Even Joe Biden knows better than that. Mom wants something. This gorgeous bouquet of 24 roses in an assortment of bright colors will have all the moms in your life talking about them and you to everyone. And remember, even if your mom's not around, there are, you also have to take care of other moms, like the moms of your children, for instance, or your aunt that took care of you when you were a kid, or your grandmother, whoever. My 1-800-Flowers bouquet is on its way to the mailroom manager because she always says the same thing. She wants nothing, but I know what she wants. She wants a bouquet of roses. 24 multicolored roses for $29.99 is an amazing offer, but prices will be going up, so order before today. This is your last day to get them at this price. The price is going up. 24 multicolored roses for $29.99. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, so take care of all your gifting needs right now with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 24 multicolored roses for $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Earlier today, I visited a restaurant here in town. I'm going to mispronounce it. Las Gila Mia.
Las Gila Mia. It is, of course, Cinco de Mayo days.
Gila Monster. Yeah, that's it.
Since it is Cinco de Mayo, we'll have another Biden mispronunciation of a Spanish name in this case. Cut five.
In the restaurant I just visited, and Rogelio Martinez, who immigrated to this country 17 years ago, started working as a meat packer.
Martinez. All right. 844-500-4242. Lawrence, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Howie, I'm a retiree of a major life insurer in Boston, the one with the shiny tires, and I work with the mortality tables a lot. So I track total deaths a lot more than people track infections.
Yeah.
And the total number of deaths, all causes, whether it's opioid overdoses or anything, there isn't much of a spike in 2020. I think the actual number adjusted for growth of the population is 82,000. And one thought you should know. The CDC said of the first 177,000 deaths that were classified for COVID, 6% were pure COVID.
I remember that number, yeah. Six out of every 100 deaths were pure COVID. The rest of them were, it was just part, they tested positive for COVID after death. But it wasn't the COVID that killed them, or at least it wasn't COVID by itself. Thanks for pointing that out, Lawrence. I'm Howie Carr.